Now, like, if you, in the wintertime, what would you put on a bed for to keep warm?
Blanket.
Okay, how about before that, the kind that made out of, things that are made out of patchwork?
Quilt.
Yeah. Do you know of anything called either a comfort or a comforter?
Yes, comfort.
You do know, okay.
Yes.
Something sort of like a quilt.
It's kind of like a quilt.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes if they have, like, extra people staying, you might have to put down just some quilts on the floor, and you'd call that...
Pallets.
Yeah. Now, this next part, you're not going to know very much about. This is about types of soil. This is another kind of...
That I won't.
No, you wouldn't possibly know. This is another kind that people on farms would know. If you were talking about soil that will grow, that you don't even have to use fertilizer on it, it'll grow just anything, you'd say that soil's very...
Rich.
Okay. Or you might say, how about fertile?
That's what I was going to say, fertile.
You might say that
yes.
Also, rich or fertile, yeah. Now, I'll just ask, have you ever heard of bottomland? Do you know that expression?
Well, I've heard of it, but I don't know too much. I was thinking this was something that would be in low.
Low, uh-huh. Okay, but you have heard that
yes,
expression.
Yes, I have.
Used in that way. How about bottoms? Do you know that?
No.
In terms of land, but you do know bottomland.
Yes.
How about, now this you'll probably know, land that's, or just a kind of an area that's got stagnant water sort of standing on it all the time, that it's never,
no.
Like the Okefenokee, no, that's down Florida, the Everglades.
You're not talking like the water where they have raised rice? Is that what you're speaking
no,
of?
No, this is like a natural thing that just never does.
Pun.
Mm-hmm.
Are you speaking of something like a pun?
Yeah, but even over a greater area than... I was thinking about... I'll just give see which way you say. Do you say swamp or marsh?
I'd say swamp.
You'd say swamp.
Yes.
Okay. I'd say marsh. Now, how about... Do you know a name for sandy soil? Have you ever heard it called sandy?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
What are some of the names?
Loam, do you know that?
No.
No. How about a thick kind of a soil called gumbo, do you know that?
Yes, I've heard of that. Yes.
Okay, you'd call that?
Gumbo.
Yeah, you do know that. See, you know more about soil than
not
you think. You need one kind of soil. Okay, now when you have a swamp, to get the water off the swamp, they have to
drain it.
Right. And you know what you call the thing that they dig to get the water off?
Be renovated?
No, well, when they have to dig, like if they want to drain the swamp, they have to dig.
They would have to dig down in the earth.
And you'd call that, would you call that a ditch or a canal? Or?
I would say a canal.
You call it a canal. How about a ditch? Now, when you're using the word ditch, does it have to be man-made? Something somebody digs or?
Well, I wouldn't say it would, for one reason. Water could run from a mountain for a certain length of time
and
could make a
what
ditch.
What you would call a ditch.
Right.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was wondering about. Okay, anything that you would call a gully, do you know that? Do you know that word?
Gully, let's
uh-huh.
see. Well, a gully... Seemed like a girl in a ditch would be almost the same.
Would be almost the same, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Just a place like in a dirt road that's been a washed out place, what would you call that washed out place?
Would you call it something like a hole?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now talking about streams of water, and running water, I guess,
mm-hmm.
streams of running water. And the smallest that you could think of would be a...
Spring.
Okay, very good. And then the next thing might bigger than a spring might be a...
Our pump. No, that's not running.